We are here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show here on KSOM as we get ready for tonight's football game between Audubon and Exiree HK. And Wheeler's head coach Sean Burks joins me now. And coach, it's kind of hard to believe it's the last game of the regular season. How do you feel about your team going into this game against the Spartans?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're 7-0. I mean, no complaints there. Obviously, everyone in the coaching field is always looking for improvements and adjustments and things like that. But we know we're really fortunate right now to be pretty healthy, to be pretty successful, to be ranked, all those things. And just credit to the kids and the assistant coaches and the parents. We've had a really good fall, and it's been a really fun fall. And you don't take those for granted, because they don't come around all the time. And just the group we've had this year with our senior leadership, our upperclassmen leadership, all the way through our freshmen, has been really good. And we've had very few issues as far as those things go. Just a selfless group has made this really fun to coach, regardless of the wins and the losses. It's been a really fun fall so far, and we don't want it to stop anytime soon.
Well, you've gone over 80 points the last two games. What do you think has been clicking on offense the most?
The efficiency piece, the explosiveness piece have both been really, really good. You know, last week against CRB, I think our longest varsity touchdown drive was 4 plays. Just finding, you know, we put a lot of trust in our kids to run the right play. You know, we know how to block it. There's going to be like last week we had a sweep called to the right side. Numbers weren't there. They turned around and ran counter to the left side. And it was a touchdown. So the ability to have 8 guys on the field that can do that and to understand that is really, really big. And they're doing a good job of keeping us in the right play, or getting us into the right play, or communicating amongst themselves on how they're going to get it blocked if it's a prep run play. And then our pass plays, you know, we were pretty explosive on Friday again. And we only threw 2 times, but, you know, both went for touchdowns. So it shows that we're able to, and it, hopefully that keeps teams a little bit more honest. And if not, we'll go over the top if they're selling out. So just offensively, I think the biggest just thing has just been 8 guys knowing what they need to do, because the offense, you know, one guy misses an assignment, it's a tackle for loss or an incompletion or interception or whatever that is. So credit to our guys, all of them doing the right job.
When we last saw you for the CAM game, you were talking about, you know, getting Carson Wessel chances to rest. Same thing with Aiden Kiergaard. You would spot him in on the defensive side and use him when you can on offense. How has that been working with getting them rest and utilizing both?
Yeah, Carter Omar got dinged a little bit last Friday. We put Carson Wessel in to take his linebacker spot, and then Carson got dinged up himself. So Carson didn't get much quarterback action Friday night after he got dinged up. I think they'll both be good to go Friday, nothing major. But it just made the situation where, Aiden and Mason were going to be in the backfield more on Friday. Early on, we were able to get Carson and Carter in there. Carter got was playing running back when he got hurt, actually, and Carson, was, I think, was playing quarterback at the time. So it just the way it goes sometimes. So, but other than that, yeah, we've got a lot of trust in our guys to go get the job done. And whether Aiden, you know, whether Aiden's playing quarterback or Carson's at quarterback, whether Mason's at running back or Carter's at running back, and all 4 of those guys are going to play a lot of defense for us at linebacker and DB. It's a nice talent pool that we can pick and choose from, and we can play the hot hand, or we can play the healthiest person, or whatever situation arises. Last Friday, like I said, we were a little bit dinged up, and we couldn't sub as much, but hopefully we're getting healthy and we're able to get all those guys back Friday so we can have those options to choose from again.
What can you say just about Carter Obermeyer and his role playing both offense and defense? He does have 3 quarterback sacks on the year. He's been able to make some plays for you and provide some valuable depth in a lot of different spots.
Yeah, Carter's a really big piece for us. You know, he had coming off knee surgery, missed a lot of last year. Same thing as freshman year. So he was in a tough spot where didn't have a ton of the summer and fall or summer reps just because he wasn't fully cleared yet. And that's tough mentally on a kid to miss a lot of your freshman athletics and then miss a lot of your sophomore athletics. He got injured late in the Woodbine game last year. So couldn't wrestle, couldn't do a spring sport, couldn't play baseball, et cetera, last summer. So really excited that he's had a successful junior year. And more than that, he's still healthy, so he can go wrestle and do those other activities as well. Carter for us is just such a you know, valuable piece because he can do so much. If we needed to play quarterback, he could play quarterback. Right now he's playing some running back rotational piece. He's our next guy in. If Carter needs a break at wing or Austin needs a break at wing, Carter goes there. He understands the offense. His dad's an assistant coach. He's been around the game a long time. He's just a fun one to coach on the defensive side because he thinks like a coach. And in that linebacker spot where we play him, he's also a hybrid safety if a team empties it out. So he has to know, you know, a lot of what's going on in that role. You know, Ethan Klucky played that role for us in the past. We've had different guys that play that linebacker spot where it's a tough position to play because you have to be, you know, able to tackle someone in the box. You have to be able to run in space and play a safety spot. And Carter's really the last couple of weeks has started just really settle in that pass coverage. His footwork's gotten a lot better. He's trusting himself a lot more. He allows everyone to play the right position as well. You know, he allows Mason to go play safety for us, which allows Aiden to play corner for us. It allows all those rotational pieces to fit the right spot. You know, Austin's playing the middle backer where Carter could play if needed. You know, we've got those contingency plans in place where if someone goes down or needs a break, you know, we practice those things. But we're at our best when we're at full strength, and Carter's a big piece that makes that go. It gets, you know, it leaves Austin at Mike, it leaves Aiden at corner, it leaves Mason at safety, which makes us really, really dangerous when those spots are there. And then running on the offensive side, you know, he's willing to catch it, he's willing to throw it, he's willing to run it, he's willing to block whatever's needed. You know, he's had some 2-point conversions for us, both throwing and rushing. He's been a lead blocker a lot. Just anything you need, he's been a really big piece of that. And sometimes he gets hidden on the stats because he's not always catching the ball or running the ball. So I'm glad you brought him up today because he needs that shout out.
How about turnover factor? You have 4 pick sixes on the year. Aiden Kiergaard has 2 of them. Carson and Mason each have 1 apiece. What is it? How do you feel like you've been able to generate turnovers and how you've been able to win that game?
Yeah, you know, in 2022, we had 0 interceptions as a team. And it was the year we had our lowest win total. You know, we had a losing record, snuck into the playoffs because they take 32. And we got shipped to Remsen to get our tails kicked and lost by 76 or whatever. And that year was a humble reminder that it's hard to play. It's hard to play defense in 8-man, and it's hard to get turnovers if the game script is not in your favor. You know, teams don't have to throw. They're only throwing when you're sucking up and committing extra bodies. It's hard, you know, and the last 3 years, you know, last year we led the state. This year we've got multiple pick sixes. We've got quite a few turnovers in our favor. We're definitely plus on the turnover margin, and it goes hand in hand with the game script. You know, we've been ahead a lot. We've had big leads. We keep teams, you know, teams have struggled to move the ball a little bit at times. Last Friday, Kuhn tried to go the air early and Aiden picked it off. The game against Griswold, against Cam, when we had some pick sixes, you know, the game scripts are, we're getting out to an early lead and the teams feel kind of like they have to push it downfield. And then our zone coverage does a really good job with that. And, you know, I know we were replacing 3 seniors of Adam, Aaron, and Jack did a great job last year helping us lead the state. But we've got a lot of faith in Jorgen, Mason, and Aiden doing their job at those 3 DB spots. And I think they've proven that, you know, we're tough to get the yards on the ground. But if you go to the air, there's a risk that, you know, we're going to take that thing away. And those kids have done an awesome job from 3 sophomores of understanding our zone coverages. And then also, you know, making sure it works with the linebackers. You know, Carter's playing that Sam backer. Sometimes it's Carson. Carson was in there when he got his pick 6. But you know, it really is all 5 pieces. Usually Austin's in a spy position or possibly a flat position as well. Last year, Austin had a pick 6 for us, you know, it jumps underneath a slant route. So all 5 of those guys are going to drop into coverage at times. And, you know, if our D line's getting the pressure and the quarterbacks have to get it out early and our guys don't have to cover very long, you know, the whole reason we've went to zone when we did, you know, numerous years ago was it allows all 8 guys to keep their eyes facing the ball and see the ball. And that's been really beneficial for us, you know, where we're not manned up and we're, you know, getting eyes where we all we see is our guy. We're able to see the big picture. We're able to see what's going on and work together. And that's been a really big focus for us. And obviously when you get a lead and you can help take the ball away, things kind of snowball sometimes. And we've benefited from some of those.
So Exiree EHK, they've been playing really well here. They upset Cam. They won 3 in a row coming into your place here tonight. What have you seen from the Spartans to get them on such a roll?
Yeah, I think they've helped find that identity piece. You know, they're moving some pieces around. I think the thing that jumps out is they really know who they are right now. You know, they're comfortable onsiding and squibbing, giving their defense a short field. Their defense, they've got a lot of faith in that they're going to go make some plays. And then their offense is just kind of playing with that same mentality that the defense is going to have their backs against the wall. So they need to score every time. And their running game has been really good, whether it's Kilworth or Brabham. The Olsen kid, all three of them are physical. They're big, they're seniors. And that leadership piece, I think, is apparent. You know, they're senior heavy, they're senior led. And teams that are senior heavy and senior led seem to find their footing as the season goes on. And you're really seeing that with this group, you know, and freshmen want to be on the team. Sophomores want to play, you know, juniors want to start and seniors want to win. Right. And I think that's the big piece with these guys is you see that whether it's the Olsen kid, the Kilworth kid, the Brabham kid, the White kid at linebacker, the Grieving kid, on the line, and all five of those guys, or six of them, whatever it was, I think it's five, you know, they have a key role and they do it really well. And some of the guys around them are pretty young. You know, they've got some freshmen, sophomores, juniors. You know, I think they only have maybe 17 kids on the roster, not a huge roster, not a lot of JV playing time for a team that size. So they're getting thrown to the fire on a Friday night, and a lot of teams like that get injured or they start to fold as the year goes on. If they're too many young guys, they're getting thrown to the fire. But I think their senior leadership really shows. And you know, Coach Buchholz has been doing it a few years now. I remember my first few years thinking I knew something, and then quickly you find out maybe I didn't know as much as I did. And you start to figure out as the days go by, the games go by, the years go by, you start to get a little bit more comfortable in who you are and what your identity is. And I think that's what they're really finding this year compared to maybe previous years. That senior leadership, that coaching leadership, they're going to come in really confident group. And I think there's a really good chance they earn their way into a wild card, whether they win or lose Friday night. And good for them, because they've played really well as the year's gone on, and they've haven't had a lot of numbers to do so. They could have had some excuses, and the film jumps out that they're playing better and better every week.
Well, and this is a big game for the county. I mean, for Audubon County, and these two teams have always had some good games over the years. Exira has gone through a spell where they've dipped a little bit, but they're trying to bring back that magic. What do you just think about the matchup between these two schools here and the battle and the pride of winning for the county?
Yeah, I think that's a little bit more something that the parents and the grandparents and the aunts and the uncles are concerned with, which is fine. We don't care why you come support the team, as long as you come support the team. For us, you know, it's not as much about that as it is the district, you know, in the playoff picture and all those things. It's one of those where, you know, there's a reason we play each other every year. It's usually a good gate. It's a good crowd. We want to play each other. There's a lot of mutual respect for each other. The thing for us is we've got a chance to go 8-0, to have our third straight undefeated district title, to go into the playoffs with a top five ranking, to keep home playoff games. There's a lot on the line there that trumps where the opponent's from or the rivalry piece or any of that. So we've got a mature group of kids that are focused and set high goals, and this is the next step to keep achieving goals.
Coach, really appreciate your time here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show, and best of luck tonight against Exira HK. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sean Burke's head coach for Audubon football joining us here on KSOM.